Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
As dit Anton, nee, kyk, die Nederlanders vind dit heel raar, hoor. As I mentioned, you know, having just come back from South Africa, you sort of pick up these forms of speech, you know, that are so comfortable and familiar. And then you walk into a meeting and say, how's that? And then people look at you as if you've fallen off the edge of the earth.
South African lingo.
Absolutely. And Anton, so much to celebrate. We're through the first round of the World Cup. My goodness. I can confess that I was well asleep when we won that match. And maybe that's why we won. But what a wonderful thing that for the first time in South Africa's history, we're through the opening stages of the World Cup. So looking forward to our next match. It's going to be great.
So let's hear what you have to say today.
Anton, so I love worship. I really, really love to worship. And I love all kinds of worship, you know. I love contemporary worship, you know, an excellent praise and worship team with amazing music. I also love, you know, the sort of formal elegance of a Reformed service, you know, a hymn and a prayer and a thing. I love it. And I love a liturgy, you know. Often when I'm traveling, I go to a Catholic church just because, you know, the liturgy is so familiar, regardless of the language, whether I'm in Croatia or, you know, in China, no matter where I am, if I find a Catholic church, I can understand the liturgy. And this sort of worship reminds me that there is something that is absolutely consistent in the Christian life, and that is to honor God, to declare God's worth, regardless of the context or the circumstances of who is around us. And Anton, I don't know about you, but I sometimes feel myself under pressure from the world around me. You know, Paul writes, do not be conformed to the standards of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds. And for me, that's something of a challenge. You know, I mean, I'm a person who lives within the world and the culture of the world is all around me and it presses upon me. And every now and then I find myself, you know, I look at my life and think, wow, you know, the rhythms of my life don't look different from the rhythms of an unbeliever. You know, the form of my speech, you know, how is that different from what we see with the average person who doesn't know Christ? What I do with my income, with my time, you know, how does that look different from what Jesus requires? So I was challenged this week. Anton and I still belong to my men's group in South Africa, a wonderful group of guys that I've been meeting with for over 20 years. From Somerset West and the Strand. And I get to join them online on Zoom. And, you know, if some of the other guys are traveling, they do the same. And one of my friends, Rainer Bossoff, he shared this beautiful verse with us, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. And it arrested me, you know. I've read it maybe 100 times or more, but when I heard it this time, it arrested me. Listen to this. It says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, and be courageous and strong. Now, I think, Anton, that we are facing some challenges in the world today. And of course, for our listeners, many of you know what I'm talking about. You know, the challenges of being able to make ends meet. You know, how can you stand firm in the faith when it seems like the month is longer than your money? You know, the challenge of a relationship, perhaps someone who's just, you know, you're not able to get along with them. And sometimes it's even that closest person. It's a spouse, it's a child, it's a parent, it's a sibling, it's a neighbor. How do you stand firm in the faith? How are you courageous when they are there? Well, what's interesting for me is the very next verse, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 14, says, gives us the answer, tells us how we stand firm in the faith, how we are courageous. It says, do everything that you do in love. So Anton, this for me is a challenge today. You know, I'm still thinking a great deal, still deeply troubled by these calls for, you know, how people are reacting against migrants in South Africa, in our nation. And maybe one of the reasons I feel it so much is because I'm a migrant in a foreign nation. You know, I know what it feels like to be the stranger amongst others, the person who's needing to figure out how to work and care for your family and provide for them and keep them safe and keep your kids from losing hope, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe that's why I'm a little bit sensitive to it. But maybe I just want to say to our listeners today, apart from our personal struggles here, let's also just think a little bit about South Africa. You know, 86% of South Africans say that they are Christian. Think about that. That's almost 9 out of every 10 person in South Africa say that they are Christian. But if we look at how we're behaving, I don't think that a lot of Christ's values are there. So maybe just a little encouragement for our listeners today to say in that WhatsApp group, you know, don't let the joke, the racist or xenophobic or Afrophobic joke go by. In your conversations with one another, you know, speak about people with love and dignity, regardless of where they are from. And wherever there is talk of violence, as Christians, we should say no. That's not how we live. So let South Africa be measured by its fruit. And that comes when the Christians are measured by their fruit. I say this last thing. My dear friend Nico Koopman from Stellenbosch University always used to say, human rights comes from right people. And when we are right with God, we can be right with God's people. So Anton, just a little bit of an encouragement for myself and maybe for one or two of our listeners. Let's take 1 Corinthians 16 verse 14 to heart. Do everything in love.
Absolutely. It's human rights, not human wrongs. But thank you so much, Professor Dion Forster. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, my friend. Bless you. Have a lovely day. Bye then.
Take care. Bye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.